Welcome to the Mind Duck Japan Podcast, episode
27?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming back. Welcome back, Chan.
Hi.
And Taka.
Hadouken.
It's been a long time.
Hello, welcome back.
Yeah, so nice to see you. We've been through an adventure on the podcast. I like variety, so I've done a bunch of different shows. Taka might not know, we've done Mind Duck books, Mind Duck games, Mind Duck dreams, Mind Duck...
Anime?
Nope. So we've been doing other podcast experiments, and the book podcast took off, so we've done a completely separate podcast.
Yeah. It broke away.
So if you're interested in reading, please look up Mind Duck Books. It's a separate feed. You like reading, Taka?
Yes.
What do you read?
Science fiction.
Really?
Yes.
That's nice, because most Japanese people tell me they like to read either business or like self-improvement or like super strategy, like educate yourself.
That's stupid, he said.
I might have to agree, I don't like those books at all.
So yeah, Taka, listen to Mind Duck Books, and they read sci-fi a lot, so you can listen and see if you want to read, and yeah.
Yeah, the first part is just like, do you want to read it or not? And then we get into the spoilers, like, and then talk about the story. The first book was a Japanese book, Kana and Minato Confessions.
Yes. Yes,
I read. Well, that's not sci-fi,
yeah. What did you think about it?
Well, it's really dark.
Yes, it's a really dark story.
But I think the kids right now is kind of that rebel because of the summary formations. You know, they don't have to do it. I don't want to spoil.
You're making me very unhappy because I am very concerned that's what people are actually like in Japan. So I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true. You're saying it is. So I'm very concerned.
There's movie.
I don't.
Also. Yeah. And the Radiohead song.
In it. Oh.
Yeah. So I love.
Okay. It's a very good read. I recommend it. If you're interested, please listen to our first episode of the Mind Duck Books podcast. But today, we'd like to come back to Japan and Japanese culture and Japanese comedy. So that's why we separated the book podcast from this one, because this one is just on Japan, Mind Duck Japan. And this time, Japanese comedians, we'd like to look at the most weirdest comedians in Japan and what kind of gimmicks and gags they do. I've been collecting a list of comedians from all my students and all people I met in Japan, and I've had a long list, and I was surprised that Taka knew all of them. So perfect. So we're gonna we're gonna go through the list.
Keep that in. keep that in.
So we're gonna go through the list. And we're gonna look at why they should be funny and ask Taka what he thinks about them. Before we get into the comedy and the comedians, I want to welcome you back and talk about the news a little bit. Because it's been maybe even a year since we had you on the podcast.
Maybe, yeah.
Been going on lots of business trips.
Yes.
Overworking like a proper Japanese professional.
I'm dying.
I'm sorry. What have you been up to? Have you had any news recently?
Any news? Any news? There's no news. Any news? Just having a business trip, meeting up local people, some crazy sometimes.
That's interesting.
like the old lady always whispers, and I cannot hear any. Like, you know,
why does she whisper?
I don't know. Like, I can hear just one, like, you know, the name, for instance, you know. So like. Hi, Tanaka. TV station. Tanaka. Oh, and I say, oh, Tanaka, yes. Tanaka TV
station. Tanaka.
Why?
Who is this lady? Is she your neighbor?
No, like, she's just a regular customer of the bar.
Oh, okay, so it's in the bar.
Yeah.
Is she drunk?
No, she was sober.
Not drunk enough.
Not drunk enough.
But this is not work related. This is just a random bar.
Yeah, random bar.
Okay.
Yeah, the old lady whispers and. What else? Oh, the old guy having a massage, head massage.
Like himself? No, or someone else?
They're someone else. And he always saying, oh, painful, painful. Oh, painful. How that was so painful. I'm deceased. And then the massage just said, I don't know. The creepy guys all over Japan.
So that's the people you meet in bars and pubs.
Onsen.
Onsen?
Yeah.
Oh. Did he do the massage in an onsen?
Yeah, they got another facility.
Oh.
Yeah. I just passed. Yeah, sometimes I find the good, like, funny things on the business trip, but most of the time it's exhausting. Mm-hmm.
Don't die, please. We need you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll find.
You've been making a lot of Rakugo performances. You said once a month.
Once in 2 months.
Once in 2 months. Yeah. That's nice.
That's good.
The last video you sent us was about the man's penis sticking out.
Yes. Yes.
We have the video. We'll put it on the website again.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we still haven't managed to translate anything. So Chen also got some news. You've been working in a new job.
Yeah.
And how has that been?
So yeah, it's fine. I work as an assistant teacher in a junior high school,
mm-hmm.
but I'm gonna switch my job again.
So working in a junior high school, you tell me about many things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I cannot believe is real, mm-hmm. is a sign that you sent me.
Yeah.
And this sign is telling us about the rules of a regular life in a Japanese junior high school.
And toilet etiquette.
I cannot believe this is true. So I'm gonna read these rules, and for you listeners, and also Taka, please tell us if you've ever heard of this. This is insane. Like, if this is actually normal, I cannot believe this is normal. So today's 9 rules. Rule number 1: at your boyfriend's, do you treat his bathroom the same way you treat yours? So if you go to your boyfriend's, you should clean up his toilet, I assume. But
like
keep it clean as you clean your toilet. So basically, they try to tell you to clean the toilet or keep it clean. But they're saying at your boyfriend's, do you also treat the bathroom the same way, like at your house?
Like
what the hell?
Be disgusting in there, I guess. I don't know.
So that's weird, but okay, I'm willing to accept it. Number 2, women use twice the amount of toilet paper than men.
Yep.
True, but why are you telling us this? Why is this on the wall on a poster?
I don't know.
I guess just to spread awareness.
It's like notes in the bathroom. Like they're on the bathroom wall and they're notes.
Maybe they should rephrase it.
What do they mean to say?
There's 9 ridiculous notes.
And it's like a big ass poster. Well, maybe it's not rules, maybe it's just like public announcements.
Like notes.
Important public announcement. You should know that women use more toilet paper. Be aware. Number 3. Nobody's watching you, but the spirit of the toilet, maybe.
Yep.
What?
So you should act right in a toilet.
Someone's is this watching. Normal? What? Number 4. People can't cry in the stall if the toilet is dirty.
Yeah, so basically they tell you to keep it clean so that other people can go and cry in there and be depressed and run away from their problems.
I have so many questions about it. Why? Do you put your face in the toilet when you cry to hide the cry noises? So it has to be clean and hygienic and sanitary. I'm not going to ask the other questions. Next one. You can flush toilet paper all you want, but your guilt will not.
That was my favorite.
So you can cry in the toilet and then you keep flushing away your guilt, but it's not going to flush. Thank you very much. Excuse me, your guilt is not flushable. It's a floaty. It's like still there. Yep.
So what you did to that bathroom, you have to own. You know, you took a big giant
this
shit
is
in there.
Insanity. If I wanted to make a joke out of this, I wouldn't be able to come up with better stuff. So number 6, don't be cold to toilet. not to a toilet, not to the toilet. Just don't be called to toilet. I assume it's a name not of somebody. Person. Don't be called to toilet just because it was called to you. Well, I get this is kind of cute. I understand. Like don't like it's like a pun. We're gonna talk about this later. It's like a dad joke, Ojisan joke. Number 7, you always clean your butt. What about the toilets? Okay, it's cute. I guess just clean the toilet. They have 7 announcements about cleaning the toilet. Number 8, we all share the stall. We all share the seat. Like a communist announcement. It's like some red characters and they're all red, like standing up and protesting. And finally, the last one, you can give a clean bathroom for free. Which I don't know how to take this. There are 2 people handing a toilet with a bow on a plate, like serving it or something. I don't know why this is there. This is what the picture looks like. Yes, this is what. What we see in Japan, so how do you feel? We know what we think with Chen, but how do you feel? Like, have you heard similar things before? Never. Okay, thank you. I feel much better than you don't know about this.
To summarize, just keep stretch.
Yes. So I guess that's about the news.
Language quirk.
So let's move on to our first part. This time, I'd like to discuss dad jokes. We talked about English dad jokes, but this time Japanese dad jokes. Oyaji gyagu.
Oyaji gyagu.
So is gyagu like a gag?
Yeah.
Okay. And oya is like a uncle or? Like
oyaji is the father.
Father. So it's like a father's joke. So it's the sex father's gag. So Japanese dad jokes are quite different from English dad jokes, by which I mean they're not jokes. they're just a double meaning sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, 2 men enter a sushi restaurant. One orders a raincoat and the other one orders a garage. And that's the joke. And there is no build up. There is no story. There is no punchline. It's just like a what the hell happened joke. And the thing is that, for example, in this case, the word for example, if you order sushi, so you can have kappamaki,
mm-hmm.
so that's like a sushi roll. But also, when you spell it differently, meaning the different kanji, it's also a raincoat. So one person ordered the kappa like sushi rolls, and the other person said the same thing, but with a different kanji. So he ordered a raincoat at the sushi restaurant. And then the next person ordered like a garage, which could also mean something else. I'm not really sure. I think shako.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of shrimp.
And it can also be a garage.
Yeah. Shako garage.
So it can mean garage, it can mean a shrimp. So they ordered a shrimp. They ordered a raincoat. But there isn't any story.
Okay, yeah.
So they're like, okay, shako onegaishimasu. Kappa onegaishimasu, and somebody's like, raincoat and garage. It's like, what? So my question to Taka is, how do you tell these jokes? Do you tell these jokes?
No.
Who tells these jokes? Do fathers do this?
No, I don't know. I think some people do. All the time it's not funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a joke like that?
No, like on the TV or on a random bar, I heard somebody saying it. But it's like old fashioned now.
So they just tell this one line and that's it.
Yeah.
There's no other like around it.
No.
And what if somebody doesn't get it? Do you like ignore them or do you
ignore
it? Okay. Yeah. You don't explain it.
It's like a generation thing.
Okay.
You know? Like our generation don't understand recognize gag.
Okay. So I got a couple other jokes, so I'm just gonna try to tell you to see if it's funny, and then you can tell me some you found, and I'm not gonna understand it because I'm not so good at Japanese, but I can try. For example, shio ganai no wa shou ganai.
Okay.
Is it funny?
No.
What does it mean?
しょうがない。
So I guess I shouldn't be saying shiogarai, but shiogarai.
It's okay not having a soul.
Yes. So shio is soul, ganai is like it's not there, and shogunai means like it cannot be held, you can't do anything about that. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. About konnyaku no wa konnyaku.
Konnyaku no wa konnyaku.
So it's like konnya is like tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what the ku is, but there's also konnyaku.
Konnyaku.
And then no wa konnyaku. So konnyaku is the jelly thing that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
The food. It's like a slice of jelly nonsense. And konnya means tonight, so it just means tonight I will eat konnyaku.
Konnyaku.
On this website in brackets, they also mentioned that konnyaku means devil's tongue jelly. Have you ever heard this translation?
Devil's tongue jelly.
No. Which I think this should be called devil's tongue jelly, because that's
so awful.
Yeah, so I think that's enough oyaji gyagu. I think I've run out of oyaji gyagu.
Yeah, it's not that funny.
How about inu ga inu or something like that?
Inu ga inu.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, but it's only Kansai area, I guess.
Okay.
Inu is gone.
Hmm.
And inu is also dog.
Okay.
Then my dog is gone.
Okay.
Inu ga inu.
I don't get it.
I don't know if people are laughing or not.
You told me about a futon.
Futon. Ton ga futonda. Means
like a futon
flew away.
Flew away. It seems like it's amusing for you. So
yeah.
I think we do the same in English, because sometimes people have a pun and they just like force it in there. They just like have a conversation and just put the pun in there. They're like, yeah, like this. I think it's if you use it in the right with the right timing, it can be funny.
There's English one.
Okay.
Boshi wo 忘れて ハッとした. Boshi means hat.
Yeah. ハッとした. I don't know what you did. Of course, hat.
Yeah.
So I forgot my hat. Boshi wo 忘れて. Oh. That's dumb.
Hat. Oh, I forgot hat.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for explaining.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Those nonsense.
If you have your favorite oyaji gyagu, send them to us at mindduckjapan@gmail.com. We'd love to see them. Okay, so like I promised, on the main part of this podcast, we'd like to look at some Japanese comedians, which I've been writing down their names for a long time. I think I started maybe even 3 years ago. And some of them have ridiculous names. There is Sandwich Man, Banana Man, Monster Engine, Wagyu Comedian. It's like all these like crazy people. And we'd like to give you like an overview and look at some details and examples of who these people are.
Yeah,
you'll try
it's
to
hard
go.
To explain.
So let's start with the first one. His name is Kinnikun. And Mr. Kinnikun's full name is Nakayama Kinnikun.
Kinniku is muscle.
Okay.
Mm.
So he changed his name, like a normal name in Japan.
No, normal name.
Yeah, that's what
his
I mean.
Comedian's name.
Okay. Because it would be too much of a coincidence. He was a competitor on this TV show called Sasuke.
No!
They say that here. He's been in a bunch of episodes, but he's failed a lot. So this TV show is something like the Ninja Warrior or the like you have to jump over obstacles and just get to the end. He never won, but he just made fun of it. But he's really ripped. He's really muscular. He's got like a lot of muscles.
He won a bodybuilder competition.
Hmm.
In Japan.
Oh,
won
last I didn't know.
Year or something like that.
Okay, last year. Wow. Is he a popular figure on television?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
Because many people know him that I talk to. So what's the gag? Like, why is he popular?
His main popular gag is asking the question to his muscle. The famous one is muscle roulette.
What? Muscle roulette.
Yeah. So there's the yes no question.
Okay.
And the right chest is yes, and the left is no, and he just, you know,
flexes.
Yeah, flexes
his pecs.
Yeah, pecs. And Masu said yes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And also he just speaks with his bicep.
Yes.
So he asks a question and then he like flexes the bicep to answer.
Yeah.
Has he ever like drawn a face on the bicep or something?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
eyes here.
That's his main gag.
What do you think about him, honestly?
It's not funny, but you know, there is some pause right after, you know, the punchline.
Hmm.
And that pause is, I don't know why, it becomes funny, you know.
Okay.
And his face also.
Yeah. He's a very memorable character, yeah. I guess, because really muscular.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing in Japan. I've recently noticed on television that many comedians have different kind of visual styles and they just want to be memorable. Mm-hmm. Like there's this guy on every TV show recently. I switched on the TV randomly and he's got like a pot cut hairstyle and his face is very unusual. He's got like a very, I don't want to say ugly, but he looks ugly. And I think his point is to just be memorable. He's got like a very ugly hairstyle and his face is ugly. He's on every TV show and he's wearing like suspenders. Yeah. And it's like a thing, but he's not funny or anything. It's just like, you know him, you know his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is another thing. Like he's, you know this guy, he's a muscular guy. Mm-hmm. And then there's this guy with that and this and that. It's so common in Japanese TV shows.
Yeah, the most of the comedians has like unique style, eccentric outfit.
Yeah. Which is interesting. Do you like those people? Are you interested in them?
For me, it's not interesting, but it's very catchy, you know?
Yeah. So that's Kinnikun. Speaking of strange visual appearance, the next person I want to mention is Tekken. So this guy's gag is that he face paints like a white, black and white strange face. So he's got like an outline, like a sharp spiky outline of his eyes. And then his mouth is like a square or like a rectangle. And inside the rectangle of his lips, it's not painted. Mm-hmm. Which looks very off-putting. I don't like that. And on his forehead, it's a giant V.
V.
Do you know why?
No.
Why is there a V? It has to mean something. And his hair is appalling. He's balding.
Yeah.
And he has like two patches of hair on both sides at the back of his head, which is very strange. I don't like it. He's like a skinny guy, like his ears standing out. And other than that, he's wearing like a Dracula cape or something.
Yes.
So what does he do? Have you ever... Oh, there's another photo and he's got a different thing on his forehead. So not just V. So I guess he just changes. Mm-hmm. Another photo, he's got like a... Like a kanji for...
Kyo.
Kyo.
It's bad luck.
Oh, okay. So I guess he just writes whatever he just wants to talk about his face.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you ever seen any performance with him?
His main performance is drawing a picture.
Hmm.
And it's like changing the picture.
Oh, okay. So he's showing what he's drawn. And the drawings are like commentary on something?
Or yeah. The guy come in and then next picture is...
like a story.
Yeah, the storytelling and just short story.
Are the story is supposed to be like a punchline? Or
yeah, there's always a punchline.
Well, that's an interesting gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed it or do you like it?
Like he got famous like 20 years ago.
Okay. So other people we mentioned, Sandwich Man and Banana Man.
Those are the comedians that have a manzai.
Okay, so they're not dressed as sandwiches.
No.
Are they?
They're wearing a suit.
It's also like a manzai, very popular duo called Milk Boy or something. You know that
one? Yes, Milk Boy.
Milk Boy. So it's just like a funny name for a manzai duo, I think. So that's... There's Kamaitachi duo, which I always liked. It's my favorite Japanese folklore monster, like yokai.
Yes.
Because Kamaitachi is a trio of weasels that fly in a tornado and they cut you with their sickles. Yes. It's insane. Do people tell this to children, like this story about Kamaitachi?
No. There are the anime is called Yokai Watchi.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Maybe there is Kamaitachi in the anime.
I always find these stories about different yokai and I never know how much Japanese people know this. Is it very common to like know
yokai?
History? Yeah, like for example, Kamaitachi.
It's common.
Like a normal person knows what it is.
Yeah.
And how does he know? Like, it's not for children. So where does he learn about it?
There are also anime called Gegege no Kitaro.
Mm.
Like each episode, there is a new yokai, mm. So like we get to know what kind of the yokai is.
Because I always thought that these stories are for children to warn them, like to teach them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like don't go on the street alone or
yeah.
the tornado will fly yeah. and cut you.
Yes.
But you said they don't tell it to children.
It's not a serious way, but
okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Milk Boy, Sandwich Man, Banana Man.
Mm-hmm.
You said Monster Engine.
Monster Engine.
That's also just Banzai Duo.
Yeah. And Chocolate Planet.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
You talked about Banzai and Rakugo on one of the other episodes. So if you don't know what that is, please check that out. We talked in detail about how Taka does Rakugo. So if you had a Banzai Duo, what would you call it? To have your own catchy name.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about that?
Never. It has to be memorable. But it's hard. I can't.
Okay. Would you like to do that sometime?
Banzai?
Mm.
Yeah.
Where do you find the partner?
I have a friend who potentially wants to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe.
Has there ever been a woman involved in a Banzai duo? Like a man and a woman?
Yeah, there are so many. Yeah.
It's strange because I always see just man and man.
No. There okay. is like one I like. Dr. Heinrichi.
Heinrich?
Yeah.
Is it like
twins? Female twins.
Is it like German? Like Heinrich?
No. But the name of their okay. duo.
I
doctor.
Mean, the name is German.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The name of the food is popular, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, there's another duo called Warai Meshi.
Mm.
And the Wagyu means, you know, beef.
Yeah.
And Beni Sugar is curd. Vinegar. ginger.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all these Banzai groups, they don't have any special characteristic based on the name. It's just the name and then that's
yeah.
it. I remember Chen was teaching at the junior school and she was asking the groups of students to come up with different names for the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the names was like Sad Eyes or something. And I was like, what? Why would you name it? I have to
In
ask.
In Japanese?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so other than these Banzai duos, some other comedians we wanted to mention was the Osaka duo, Yoshimoto Shinkigeki.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular theater performance where people have actors and they do like a sketch comedy theater performance show. You know Osaka very well. Have you seen them live?
Yes, several times.
How would you describe it? What's fun
it's
about it?
Comedy drama.
Mm.
During the drama, they put some gags among that. But if you are watching at first time, you would not enjoy it.
Okay.
Because those gags are getting funnier if you go frequently.
Ah, okay.
You know.
I see.
Yeah.
So you know the characters.
Yeah.
In English, we call it an inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're in the group, the people who understand this kind of joke,
yeah.
that's an inside joke. I see.
But in Osaka, we grow up with the comedy drama because
mm-hmm.
this comedy drama is on the TV
mm-hmm.
every weekend.
I see.
So like people watching it during the lunch.
Oh, okay.
So people know all the characters,
I
all
see.
The comedians,
mm-hmm.
what the story is.
So it's like a sitcom, but it's in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
Puppet Man.
So he's got a pillowcase on his face. Well, he's got puppets, okay. Mm-hmm. But why does he have a pillowcase on his face?
Because he's not. Shouldn't be existed, you know. The main character too.
it's really close. Please look
frog
at the
and the cow
mm-hmm.
are talking.
How did you find this? Where did you see this?
He was popular.
Really? Oh my god! Why are there so many weird comedians in Japan? Please look at the podcast notes. I'll put all photos of all these comedians. Puppet Man is amazing. So. Puppetoman,
mm-hmm.
he's got like just a black pillowcase with cutout eye holes. And he's got two puppets. We just watched a clip where a cow and a frog are talking and the cow is super sad that the arms are too short and they can't reach her nose to like scratch an itch. It looks ridiculous. Like, it looks like a pillow ninja.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for finding it. Man. Just to have this list complete, I wanted to also mention this obnoxious guy who is a foreigner and has very, very popular shows in Japan about Japanese culture, kanji, and like different things that are ridiculous about Japan from the point of view of a foreigner. I forget his name, but he's famous for like, why Japanese people, why?
Oh, that, he's a comedian.
What's his name?
Atsugiri Jason.
Yes. Do you like him?
It's okay.
It's okay in my eyes. From a Japanese person means he's an idiot. But I'm not sure what that's like.
What I understand the point of the view of the foreigner in Japan.
Like, I like the joke, but it's just one joke. Like, he doesn't do anything else. I haven't watched much of his stuff, but the first time I saw him, I thought it was very funny. The second time I've seen him, I was like, okay, it's the same thing. And then I saw it again a few times, and it's the same thing. And he's telling it, he's just beating the dead horse over the head so hard. The same shit, like, so hard. And who watches it? Like, do Japanese people think it's funny?
At first, people like him, but as you don't see him recently, people are like...
Just fed up with it.
Yeah.
just too much of the same thing. So I wish he would do some new material, which maybe he is doing. I don't follow him. But I think he should just do more things. Like, he's pretty good at comedy, but he's just doing one thing. So that's why I went to just mention him, just to have this complete, because he's a big thing, like, in comedy in Japan. And every time people start learning about Japan and learn Japanese, they always find him because he always talks about Japanese language and Japanese, like, the culture clash about Japan and other countries.
Yeah. I think, but what he was doing is good because it's, like, mind-breaking of us, you know? Like, we didn't realize because it's our custom, but if you see, if foreigners see our culture is weird and weird. Oh, that's true. And maybe some like a younger generation also is feeling about.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but I appreciate that people like it. Okay, so that's all about comedians. Thank you for.
I'm part of the comedian right now.
So yeah, I hope so.
Small, tiny. It's like a dust.
It's not dust. You have an audience, you're pretty good.
Yeah, if I do like perform in English or something like that.
It's the brand name of the week. Get ready, it will be weird.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you been walking to your car and then someone comes up to you and they try to take your purse and you give them that purse and then they say, haha, why did you give me that purse so easily? And you said, well, I thought I couldn't not give you that purse. And they said, well, now I have your purse, and they run away. And then you thought that really sucks. And then you went into a shop and you saw something that you really liked. So you took it to the register, but then you remembered you didn't have your purse. And so you didn't have any money, and they said, we can't sell you that, sorry. And you walked back outside, and a homeless person said, I know how you feel. And you said, no, you don't. And then you went home, and you called your sister on your normal phone because your cell phone was in your purse, and you told your sister what happened, and she asked, why did you give him your purse? And you said, well, I thought I couldn't not give him my purse, and she said, you're an idiot, and hung up, and you felt like crap, and you went to bed that night, and you kept replaying the scene over and over when the guy said, haha, why did you give me that purse so easily? Has that happened to you?
Well, fret not, worry not, give your next assailant a pop. Weapon Shop Cosmetics! We specialize in beauty products that are actually harmful for other human beings.
The thought of the day.
Oh, on today's thought of the day. We'll talk about Taka's business trips and our feelings about the pandemic and what's happening during our life.
Alex Asterix Japan, I discovered through the business trip that each prefecture has unique point and different culture and the people. Yeah, very interesting. And also in the business, meeting up face-to-face is also important. So I like Japan more.
Okay.
Even though we have convenient equipment or technologies, the face-to-face conversation is very much important.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I found out. And Japan is unique. And if this crazy pandemic is gone out, please come to Japan.
Japan is insane with the rules. They've been changing all the rules so quickly and so much, and they always extend the lockdown and extend the bans. Yes. And I feel like it's never going to end.
Yeah, Japanese strategy is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It's just so safe. It's never going to like...
The strategy of the Japanese government relying on the citizen. According to the constitution, they are not allowed to put the lockdown. They don't have the ability to limit our activity, right? But they are just keep saying, please don't go out. Please wear masks. Please get vaccinated.
It's so strange. Japan is truly the land of extremes. They always have these rules that they don't really have, and everybody really does them, even though they don't have to do them.
It's pros and cons. We are kind of like, to stay in the group, like, we wear masks because other people wear.
Which is just crazy, because so in Japan, there is a ban. It's not a ban. It's never a ban. There's never a... like a strict rule, like with, for example, traveling during the corona pandemic, you can travel as much as you like. Like, and I've been traveling as much as I like. And I told like some of my students, and they were like, how dare you at this time to go to a different city? Shame on you! And I was like, seeing their face, I was like, what? But there isn't any punishment, any repercussions.
No.
And everybody is doing it.
Yes.
And it's like, well,
it's very difficult.
It's
the control.
But at the same time, there is nothing decided or banned or like clearly said. It's always just recommended. Everything in Japan is recommended and people follow the recommendations. And I'm always thinking about it and I'm always like, why is it, am I going to be arrested if I don't do that? So foreigners in Japan, they are already cheating so hard. It's so easy to be a foreigner in Japan because you're not expected to be part of this community and you're already not included. And if you don't do the things that people are expected to do, it doesn't change much because you've already not been accepted in the society. So if you don't wear the mask, people are be like, oh, of course it's a foreigner, he doesn't wear a mask. And it's like, whatever, we don't accept him in our group, so okay, of course we don't accept him. And then the person who's Japanese, they are so hard and deep in all this that if they dare to break this rule, which is not a rule, it's just a recommendation, they'll be like... what will happen to them? Like, I asked about that, and people will be like, oh, they'll look at me bad, and they'll think I'm a bad person. So, okay, don't care about them. Like, what? Like, there's so many people talking about this, and they're like, I wish I could travel, I have a week off, but, oh, we have to stay home. But you're not infected, you're vaccinated, you're not going to a different country, so just go to this, like, onsen, where you'll be alone, you go by car, there's no danger at all, and nobody cares, and nobody will see you. But they can't, because... like, somebody might see you and they might think you're the Antichrist. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like those people are like traditional believer of some religion or something like that.
Yeah, but it's not a religion, and I don't understand where this comes from. Like, why don't
Japanese culture is part of religion?
Well, yes, but why don't the younger people just say fuck it and just do it? Like, where are the rebels?
Right.
Like, where is this? Like, there has to be people who are not doing this. Like,
the people are not being punished or scolded by some other people. Because, like, doing bad things is the baddest things. I don't know right now. But, you know, breaking rule is our young generation's things to do. I don't know, like when I was a student, the breaking rule is the common.
That's normal.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like against the adults. I don't know, I'm not professional, so just my imagination of this society, the current society of Japan. It's like there are so many eyes on the kids or young generations, what they are doing, and then the people are not following the rule. It's eccentric. Like it has to be punished, or like the young generation are afraid of being punished, so they are following the rules.
But what's the punishment? There's never been
punishment, but they are afraid of some punishment they would be having. I don't know.
It's like a psychological trick which works maybe only in Japan. Like, I don't understand how this worked, how this happened, how this came to be. Like, I understand peer pressure, I understand people getting weird, I understand, but there is some limit, and especially at the times we live at now, when people are so uncomfortable with all this, and just so some people are depressed sitting at home.
Yeah, maybe. I think the level of the stress the younger generation have is like that I had in my childhood, because last month, there was entry exam of the university. And the one student got so stressed and stabbed two people and got arrested. And then what he was saying after the arrestment, he said he was so depressed and stressful that I couldn't pass a test. He got crazy and bought a knife and stabbed 60-year-old people and a lady.
Oh, wow. This is so
that element, the pass of the exam, the test of the exam is Japan's number one university, Tokyo University. I think there is so many articles about it.
It's awful. There's no release in a Japanese person's life of like his stress and pressure. Like, they're always being pressured more and more into these like rules. Yeah. And some people told me they enjoy rules and they like them because somebody told me, I've talked about this on some of the other episodes of this podcast, we talked about superstitions, and I said, are you superstitious? Do you believe in stuff? Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, of course not. And then he said, maybe I am superstitious because when I follow a rule, I feel like I've done something good and it makes me feel nice. And he said, so I check on all my rules, and if I'm doing everything correctly and I haven't like overstepped my boundaries and I haven't made anybody angry and I haven't like done something that wasn't recommended, I would be very uncomfortable. And when I have like all this checked and I followed all these rules, I feel very warm inside. I was like, excuse me? Are you serious?
Oh my god.
So I felt like this might be what people feel like, that they are so pressured into this like mentality of following everything they're being recommended that they actually feel good about it. And then they have this like comfort zone of like being guided into this safety by following all these rules. If you don't get into this like mindset, then you're just a bad person, and everybody just like freaks out about being a bad person, which is so funny because being a bad person is like the most liberating and funny like stupid thing that people have to do in the West all the time. Like, you want to be a bad person sometimes, it's fun. But not in Japan. And it's so scary. That's what happened in the book what we talked about in the beginning of this podcast, and the confessions from Kanae Minato. There's a prime example of like a person who doesn't have any way to express themselves or to have his stress go away or to let off some steam, just do something, just express his emotions. He doesn't have anybody to do that with, and it's all just jammed in there, and then he just locks himself up in like a place and never talks to anybody else, and he just builds up and builds up until he goes crazy. And it's so concerning to me. I don't understand how this happens, and it's so easy to solve. Just don't do what you're told to do, and then it's done. Like, why is this not a thing that happens more with Japanese like students, for example? So they're constantly pressured into this. Why don't they just not do it one day? Like, surely somebody tried it. There has to be somebody. Yeah, I just wish there was something we could like do or something would change, because it feels like it's getting worse, especially because of the pandemic. It's just so many people being so stressed about everything. And in reality, nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's super depressed that they can't go on holiday.
The stress.
And there is nothing stopping them. Like, literally, the only thing stopping them is just them saying, I don't can't. It's just like, what? So sad.
There's one thing we can do is give them a laugh. That's what I'm doing, Rakugo. You know, I'll be part of you know, something to make their life is much easier, you know. Telling a funny story,
okay.
Make a laugh. Just scientifically saying that, you know, having a fake, even the fake laugh, makes your life happier than you are not laughing.
Okay.
So
you're doing God's work, Taka, so keep it up.
So I'm lifesaver pattern.
You're Japanese Bo Burnham. Do you know Bo Burnham? He's a comedian. He's become very famous recently for a Netflix show. It's just him being in his house during the pandemic and doing jokes about it. And his show starts by saying exactly what you said. Like, I'm saving the world by doing comedy and making people feel better because everybody's depressed. Inside. It's called Inside. Yeah. Well, thanks for discussing the thought of today.
I forgot to give my neighbor's story.
Oh, really?
At the end of this podcast, I just give my current life. I'm moving after leaving our share house with Philippine Chan. Mm-hmm. And then I'm right now living in one apartment.
Okay.
And the old one. And there's one crazy neighbor that I have is that doing... Can I... Saying,
of course, you can say it. You can say everything you want.
In public, right?
this is explicit.
I didn't notice the first the couple months, but after coming back from office, and then I was having a dinner and watching listening to radio, and someone I hear sound like a female's high tone. Was comfortable sound. You know, I didn't realize what was the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my apartment has a thin wall, and I can hear some conversation of my neighbors, but the sound turns out she was masturbating.
Okay.
And in hentai anime way, it's not casual masturbation general female have, you know. You know, my imagination of the casual masturbation of female is sounds, right? And sometimes people have real sounds, right? But the neighbor have, right, you know. It's hentai anime way. I can't describe in this podcast. You just Google it, hentai anime or something like that. That voice is.
So you saw two people, like two men or something, or just one?
One.
She's alone.
She's alone, definitely.
So it's the same neighbor like you talked about a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay. So she's just getting louder.
Louder and louder. And the first few months I was enjoying, but right now it's been a year. It's very much annoying. And then one time I posted the note. I can hear your comfortable voice. And it is annoying. Okay. So please make it, turn your voice volume.
Did she reply or did she send you an invitation?
And after that, it was get quiet.
Oh, okay.
But now she, off limit. I don't know. She also got stressed out. I don't know what she is doing. She is having a frustrating at the job, job. But I think she crossed the boundary, and I can hear not only in my room from outside of our apartment, I can hear the boys,
mm-hmm.
you know, She forgot to cross her window, room's window, and she's doing it. And it was also so loud.
That's insane.
It was crazy. I don't know.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, that's the end of the podcast.
I hope you make friends with this lady sometime and you will talk about it.
I would invite her here. if I were to get friends with her, and we can interview her. What's the reason for, and what is the imaginary boyfriend for? It's so clear.
You mean the sound? Or?
Not only the sound, she is in, you know, she creates
imagination.
Imaginate boyfriend. Sometimes it's a cat.
It's a cat? How do you know it's a cat?
Because she, it was so loud. I am not, you know, paying attention to listening. I can overhear through the word. Okay. You know? So. Don't come to my, you know, I am your aunt. You know? Please don't come, please don't do it, eh? That's what she's saying, you know? I mean, don't. So she has emotional.
Yes, with cat people.
Yeah.
How did you know it's a cat? Did she meow? That? Did she say that she had a cat? What made you think she had a cat?
No, she's a cat.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better if you don't talk to her. I think it's like past the point of return.
Yeah, if you want after this COVID, I definitely knock.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for talking.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
Sorry for bringing this story.
No, it's great.
Now, maybe after the happiness show, I will bring some news podcast.
Okay,
I'm please. Always looking for some new experience. Interesting people in Japan.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love to. It's always fun talking to you. Yeah. Thanks so much to tell us about all the comedians and all the stories. Mm-hmm. And I hope your masturbating neighbor.
Yeah.
So I hope your neighbor will be satisfied and you will be not disturbed so much.
Yeah. Maybe you can come to my apartment to listen to the boys.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll move soon, so I'll be closer so I can come visit.
She cooked very well, I think. The smell from the pantry.
So have you seen her or not?
No, I've never seen her. God. Just, you know, when I get on, you know, get out and then I can smell.
Just be careful so you don't become like a permanent boyfriend.
No way.
It's dangerous. Thank you for listening and see you on the next episode. Thank you, Chen, for joining us.
She's just open.
I'll put in some snoring sounds.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's like drunk talking.
And again, where you stupidly handed over your purse. Well, if that has happened to you, come to our shop. We sell weaponized cosmetics. The next time someone asks for your purse, you just open the purse and say, "Here you are," and watch the magic happen.